Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I want to know what perfect energy is.
What's your, because we're a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. If you can provide me with some more information, I'll be glad, happy to assist you. What is your zip code?
92113.
9-2. One moment. Yes, ma'am. Please be patient while I locate your account, okay?
I'm sorry.
I said, please be patient while I verify your account. What's your name?
Lorraine.
Okay, Miss Lane, will you verify your address for me, please?
I don't know if it's my, I don't know if it's my billing address you have or my regular address that you have,
Give me either one,
but
I'll tell you if it's correct or not.
3703
That's not the correct one. Whoa.
2030 South 40th
Yes,
Street.
ma'am. That's what I have. So you're calling about Miss Lorraine. I did locate an account that initiated on November 28th that was that you agreed to pay the shipping and handling for a foot massager that was shipped out on December 8th.
A foot massager.
So yes, you agreed to pay the shipping and handling to receive a foot massager back in December. Well, actually, it was November 28th is when it was created, but it was shipped out on December 8th.
Okay, so why am I being billed $49 twice? I
Yes,
last.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So what happens is when you initiated that 7:45 agreeing to pay the shipping and handling to receive the foot massager, when you accepted the terms and conditions, if you had those were read, it states in there that they will automatically enroll you into the Gadget online shopping Gadget store if you do not cancel within 48 hours.
Okay, well, that foot massager doesn't even work.
I understand that you might have not
It's
take
not
note
even a
of
foot
the.
massager. It's like a flat piece of nothing, and it
Okay.
doesn't even work. It's nothing. And there was no way to return it. And in which I don't know if it's you guys, but I can't get charged every month $49 for something I don't use.
So what I can do for you, ma'am, just to understand the chain of events that had taken place. So on November 28th, of course, you agreed to the shipping and handling of the foot massager. The foot massager is yours to keep. You did receive it. Okay, ma'am,
Whoopee,
please
the
allow
flat
me.
piece of wood.
Okay, ma'am, please allow me to assist you. All right, so after the 2 48 hours, which was December 2nd, it initiated a $49.97 charge for
Of course
you,
it did. Of course it did.
which also sent you a $125 gift card to shop with. You should have received that in your email as well, that they gave you
Nope.
$125. Well, I can give you a contact info that you can locate that, but $125 for each time that they charge you, you receive a $125 gift card to be used at the
Okay,
best.
but what used where?
To be
I'm
used at
sorry,
the
I keep
best,
interrupting you.
yes, ma'am, to be used at the best consumer gadget club.
Okay, and if it's anything like that foot massager, I don't want nothing to do with it.
I can
So, can
understand you
you refund
feeling that
my
way.
money?
What I can do for you, ma'am, based on it is the world's largest gadget club, there's lots of SKUs and lots of company customers that do use that, sorry, I mean use that site. So if you want to take advantage of the $125 gift card, you can. If not, what I can do for you on the last charge of February 2nd, you received another $49.97. Now, let me see what I can do for you on that going forward. Hold, please.
Okay.
So what I see here from I can't.
I tried to call for the very first time, and I couldn't get through for that first, the first $49, and then I couldn't get through, and I said, oh, well, maybe it's a different time zone, and then I didn't do it. My uncle died. My mother had COVID, 98 years old. I mean, I got distracted. So then I'm checking my bank and I'm like, oh my God, again. So that's why I'm calling again. But there's two charges that I didn't use this club
So
and I don't want it.
what I can do for you, ma'am, is as I was saying, sorry to hear about your loss, your situation that's going on, and then sorry to hear about that you didn't have the time. But what I apologize for that. But what I can do for you is to that's where were we before we started talking about that. So I can do a 50% refund on your last charge because it is a valid charge. I can do 50% of that $49.97, which will make it 20, 425, 49.97 divided by 2.
What? I'm
So
only
I can
gonna get.
refund you $24.95 back from the last charge of February 2nd. Now going on the ones that on December and January, I cannot do anything about those. If we had heard back from you back in December, it would have stopped it initially. So what I'm doing now on February 2nd, I'm going to cancel your account if that's what you do not want to pick up any other charges, as well as ma'am is giving you 50% back on that last charge.
I don't even get the whole amount back.
Well, 50% is the most I can do, ma'am.
Well, the company already took, you said December and January, and I didn't even use it. You can tell I didn't use anything. So it's not like I totally didn't understand
Ma'am,
this
I understand your concern. The charges are valid, and what I want to do to keep from going forward any further with the charges is cancel that for you and offer you 50% off the last charge.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it. They're not going to give me my whole amount. And what is this company called?
So this company was a foot massager I'm a third party call center. I just handle the accounts, but it's a gadget club that's
Okay, what's
you're
your gadget club?
I'm a
Gadget
Where
club.
I'm calling from, we.
That you just said it's a foot massager from the Gadget Club?
That's the company that you got that from. However, we are a third party call center that assists with over hundreds of clients with different products and multiple companies, okay? So what I'm
Okay,
all, and
so
I
how
see.
do I get a hold of Gadget Club?
So I can give you a support number if you let me take care of this cancellation for you so you won't get any further charges. Also, let me know if you're going to accept this 50% off this $49 so I can get that taken care of, and I'd be glad to give you a support number, ma'am.
Yeah, but because I need all of the money back.
So
I'll do what you can go ahead and give me half, but I need the number to the Gadget Club.
yes, ma'am. So please hold while I notate your account, okay? So I'm going to get this canceled for you going forward so you won't receive any other charges. I'm also
Sure.
going to refund of the
50%.
$49.97. I'm going to refund $24.98 of that.
Wow.
And
Is that
And
even
if you got
sound right to
something,
you?
if you have something to write with, I will give you a cancellation number.
I have it.
Okay, so hold on. So I have successfully refunded the $24.98. It goes back on your account, depending on your bank, 3 to 5 days.
28 days.
It goes back on your account 3 to 5 days. That depends on your bank. Your confirmation number is C258887420. All right, and then that has canceled, so you won't receive any more charges going forward, okay? Now,
It's you know, you're the way that you're speaking to me is like you wouldn't even understand that this happened to you. You know, I'm sure you're a customer too, that I don't know why I got this goofy little foot massager for $7.95. I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't read everything or pay attention, but I know everybody's a customer in this world and they do. And then you get caught up in this, and to not get the full amount back, and your condescending attitude is not good. What is your name again?
My name is Bernadette, ma'am, and that's totally not my intent, ma'am. I was really trying to just give you some understanding of what might have happened and try to and do what I can to assist you. That was my intentions.
Well, it's just your attitude. It's like you don't understand why. It's like, oh well, you know, you didn't pay attention. It was like an attitude, a condescending attitude, like you're gasping when I interrupted you, which is, I guess, I apologize how rude I was to interrupt you, but you seem to not understand the difficulty of understanding this amount being taken out of my account. And I guess it's not your company, you're a third party company. I heard that. And but I'm sure that you've had some many unsatisfied customers calling with the same complaint. But to find out that you only get 50% back, I know it's not your company, but it's kind of frustrating, and for you not to even understand it, it seems like you're just doing your job, I guess. So, do you have the number to that place?
I would like to complete this cancellation for first for you, ma'am. So where we were to make sure things are done, so another charge won't creep up on you. Please be a little understanding. I'm just trying to get a little understanding for you. Sorry that you don't see it any differently, but what I can do for you right now is do the 50%, which I've already done. And then I am canceling the account, so you won't receive any other charges. That's where we stopped us. I want to make sure that's not an oversight for me listening and don't get that done. So I want to make sure that portion of it is done. So please hold. I need to notate the account. Give me a moment, please. Okay, ma'am, did I give you your cancellation number already?
Yes.
Okay, so you have that, and now I need to, so your account is canceled. I've given you the 27. I have to get back to a different screen. I've given you the $24.99 refund back to you, and I'm about to give you the site where you can email the any concerns you have about what had
Of
taken
course, it's an
place.
email.
You probably can get a quicker response that way, ma'am.
Right.
Let me locate that for you. And hold on. It's in different locations, so just give me just a minute. Is support SUPPORT at selected SECLED
Wait, at what?
Selected SELECED selected. Premier PREMIER
PREMIER and selected is SELECTED.
Correct. And then Premier PREMIER. Discount DISCOUNT support.
And Premier doesn't have an E at the end.
PREMIER Premier.
No E, okay. Discount.
And
support. At selected premier discount.
Hold on a minute, ma'am. I'm going to double check. So support at selected premier. No, there's no E at the end of premier. So it's PREMIER. And then discount DISCOUNT, and then support SUPPORT.com. So actually,
wait,
you can
spell support again.
SUPPORT.
Okay.
So
support.com. I'm irritating you, aren't I?
No, ma'am. I'm here. I'm happy. I'm pleased to help. So that's what I'm here for. So you have support at selected premier discount support.com.
And that's where I bought this thing from?
That's where you're going to reach out to. Here it states here if a customer is inquiring about the status of something they ordered and their gift card from the gadget store, I may provide this email address to you. Because we cannot see any other orders that you've placed or anything like that other than the initial purchase of the foot massager. And then
and
you all.
What day again that I purchased this?
Let me get back to that screen, ma'am. So you initiated this purchase on 11/28/2021. And where that is that you what it shows is that you agree to pay the shipping and handling of $7.45 to receive a foot massager. And what happens before you put your account number in or before they charge you the $7.45, there's a terms and conditions section. And at that point, either you can enter your card or not enter your card based on reading the terms and conditions. In the terms and conditions, it does tell you that if you do not call and cancel, they're going to automatically enroll you to the gadget store, which is a really, we have lots of customers call about re-signing up for the store because they give you a $125 gift card each month that you're charged. So to be a member of the gadget club.
So I have two December and January, I have $225 gift cards.
So this is
that it doesn't get taken away from me because it's already been paid for, right?
So this is where you're going to email that support company because, like, again, I'm just a call center that handles the accounts for numerous of companies. So I've provided you the info to contact them about when, where you can use your gift card or if it's still valid based on the fact what I've done here. You requested for me to cancel the account and I've canceled the accounts, ma'am, as well as refunding you. And I've provided you the email that you to reach out to them if you choose to re-sign back up to the gadget store or if you want to know if you have the rest of
nothing to do with them.
Well, you might have what you would like to do because you might still have the rest of the month or the rest of this because you just paid in February 2nd. You might have the rest of the month to utilize that $125 that they give you, so you might want to reach out to them and see what
all
you
right.
can use before, because you're not going to get a month, you're not going to get a charge for March, okay? So, but you did get a charge for February, so reach out to them and you can utilize the remaining time of February and perhaps find out where your gift cards are, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
No worries, ma'am. No need to apologize. That's what I'm here for. Hopefully, it shed some light on your evening, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. I have a fucking email. So stupid.